Hi everybody, and welcome you to this meeting of the Standards Committee. Just a couple of quick notes to remind everybody to turn off the mobile phones, and also that the meeting is being recorded. So I was going to say, I don't know if everybody's read through the agenda, and basically the meeting's about deciding for council members who are dual hatted, who stand for the county council as well as the borough council, to give them a dispensation so that they can vote in the county council proposals and also vote for the borough council when it comes up. And I spoke to Ian Curran today, unfortunately can't be here, that's why Tim's here, just to ask what any background, which basically said it's quite simple. Some councils aren't doing this because it's sort of considered as you're going to do it in the public interest, but Stafford have decided to do it just to sort of make it explicit and sort of just cover the base really. So I don't know if anybody's got any comments or questions or wants to debate it.
I think it's sensible to do it. I don't see any issue. I do understand that other councils haven't done it. I don't think it's a problem us doing it. But I do think it's a good idea that we do and agree to the dispensations as have been set out in the
document. Yeah, I mean, I agree with the comments. The only thing I would ask to clarify is what happens if you have, a county councillor who disagrees with the borough council's proposals. So for the borough council it's one thing, but then the county say another, and I'm not saying it will happen with the county council that sit on this borough council, but potentially might vote another way to undermine our...
So I had a bit of a think about this, like you say, for the same thing, that you've got to look at the wider public interest. And it could be interesting, what's best for the residents of Stafford Borough might not be best for the whole residents of Staffordshire. So you could have that, but then you think, well, I suppose when you're sitting on Stafford Borough Council, you vote in what's best for the members, people of Stafford Borough, and if you're on the County Council, perhaps you vote what's best for, you consider best for the council. But it is interesting thought, that.
My feeling would be that we have to set a rule based on a broad principle as opposed to what we think particular people might do under certain circumstances. And to my mind, the broad principle is that we would trust the on this issue, particularly that we trust the members to make decisions on in the public interest.
Yeah.
Is that a proposal?
I was going to say, do you want to add anything, Councillor?
I have a slight problem with it. Having been a county councillor, and a borough councillor, and a parish councillor all at the same time, I've always been able to delineate decisions from one or the other. This doesn't feel right to me. Because you're always told, when you're elected on the borough, that you're here to represent all people in the Stafford Borough. When you're in the county, you are elected to be to look after all the people in Staffordshire. Now, if, for example, there's a problem with the local government reorganisation, I'll call it the right name. It would mean that, say it was in the east of the county, that area, left and right, besides the point. I just wonder how a dual-hatted member could sort of vote for one thing in one place and something else in another place. It seems slightly disingenuous to me. Um, I would almost like somewhere in here, and I know we haven't got the legal ties here, a backstop whereby people could elect to, and I know the process is there now, but elect to abstain, because as I say, there are going to be situations where county council members in particular, let's just take it the other way, because I've been looked at quizzically. It's just gone through cabinet at the county, I understand, but they don't agree with the proposals, but they're going to vote for them anyway.
Which proposal?
The county's...
North-south one, or the east-west one?
It's the open book one.
The east-west one?
Yes. So a lot of councillors don't agree with it. So if you don't agree with it there, and then you vote for one of the four or five other options, where does that leave you? It's very messy.
Forgive me putting my practical hat on. There are currently no elected members of staff of the borough who are also part of the administration of the county council. All of the dual hatters, correct me if I'm wrong, of staff of borough are all in opposition. And I don't think they should find themselves conflicted in that way. I think the normal standard, as members have referred to already, that we hold members to is to vote with their conscience in the interests of the people whom they represent. And generally, I think the divisions of county councils and the wards they represent in the borough are broadly similar, if I recollect correctly. Yeah. So there shouldn't be too much difference in terms of what's in the interests of those populations, wouldn't they?
Well, I'd like to note here that I have some concerns. And it's a very difficult one, and you guys must have sat down for quite a while and scratched your heads about it, because it's 52 card pickup, isn't it? I mean, will this impact on what happens post? Or if there's a devolution proposal that goes forward and accepted, do these rules become extinct?
If I may, Chair, Deputy Ian's not here, but the report specifically mentions local government reorganisation rather than devolution. So I think that's an interesting question. I don't think necessarily is a concern, but all it's saying is that it gives members who are members of other bodies, specifically the county council, the opportunity to vote here. So I don't think that should be a problem.
Well, I think there's two points. One, that's a good point you made, Tim, that you're representing, if you're on the county council, you're representing a bigger area, but they're pretty much all in Stafford Borough, aren't they, I think?
Yeah, they should all be.
So both times you're voting to represent people in Stafford Borough, either a smaller group or a bigger group. So if you vote with your conscience and think what's best for those, you should really think, I suppose, vote the same way. And also to the point on how long it lasts. Well, when both councils are amalgamated, you know, when this will disappear, because it won't refer to anything, it only refers to this borough council. So when this ceases to exist, so will that dispensation?
Sorry, apologies, Chair. 2.1, it does say devolution as far as local government reorganisation minds.
But it also only says decisions of this borough on the things that go forward. There will be a period of time when there is a shadow unitary authority, and this doesn't cover any dispensation for decisions that might be made between those two bodies for people who are double hatted. So whether or not there is one needed in that context, I'm not an expert, I'm not going to say whether there is or not, but if there is a need for one, this does not cover it.
And I think to the point of the best interest of Staffordshire, if you're a county councillor, and to the point that all the borough councillors who are also county councillors are in opposition, I think they'll probably, if I was one of them, vote against the administration's proposals in the best interest of people of Staffordshire, because I think it's well known that most people in Staffordshire are against their proposals of this east-west unit trees anyway. So I think that I'd just like to say that.
Okay. Do you want to add any more?
No. I would say I'm just a little concerned. And it says, you've got east-west, and then you've got completely sort of take it 90 degrees to the three or four borough.
Would you like your concerns noted in the minutes? Or?
I would, please, yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. I hope we don't have to say. We are here to question.
Yeah, that's important. And I think it's important that we're having this discussion rather than just taking it for granted, just in case anybody did argue about it later on. Yeah. Does anybody else want to say anything more? Or
do we need to formally propose it?
I was going to propose
that we accept the recommendation.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
second.
Thank you. And basically we're proposing that we grant a dispensation in the interests of persons living in the authorities area, what it says in the report detail. Is that the right wording?
Perfect. You can take the vote if you wish, Chairman.
So have we got a seconder as well?
Yes, thank you.
Proposing a seconder, yeah. Take a vote then. All those in favour?
Unanimous. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank everybody for coming and closing the meeting then.